From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood. It has only taken 349 tries this morning for Anna and myself to actually get this recorded because the technical issues have been just one after the other after the other. But yeah. Here we are. Yeah. Finally, this time we did, because that's what moms do.
Yeah, because we have to persevere.
So Anne, we're talking about our eldest kids today.
We are. Yours has a birthday coming up in 2 days. How old is your oldest turning?
My eldest is turning 43. How old is yours?
No way. Mine just had a birthday a few weeks ago and he also turned 43.
Our middle children are 9. They're also the same age. There's only about a 5-year difference between my eldest mm-hmm. and my middle child, because that's the amount of time he had me alone. And obviously, we are not talking about actual 43-year-old children, although we are. And if you are a mom, if you know, you know. Okay?
Yeah.
This is a stereotype. Yeah. We are going to say what the stereotype is. There are stereotypes for a reason. Please don't take offense if you don't fall into this. But I would not recommend that you assume you don't until you've asked your partner. And this is that men...
If you do take offense by this, then it might be time to do some retrospection. Is that a word? You know what I want to say? Investigate internally. There we go. Investigate internally. I'm claiming that.
So we are talking about men, fathers, okay?
Fathers.
We thought that the prefrontal cortex is fully developed by 27, but I think there are certain parts of that that do not really develop as much as a mom's because there are certain things that they do where I'm like, you are literally like another child in this house.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. What gets to me is the emotional
damage.
Yeah. No, but like that I now have to emotionally help you mature while I am helping a preteen mature emotionally. That gets me every time.
Yeah. I love how he tells me when I get annoyed, just calm down. But emotional regulation for him when he goes off for no reason, then I can't say that.
No, of course not. Of course not.
So I've got a little game for us to play. I'm going to tell you something that happens in my house, something that someone in my house does.
Okay.
And then you have to guess whether it's my husband, my children, or both that do this. All right.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Should be fairly easy.
First one. Leaves their dirty clothing anywhere but the laundry bin.
Definitely your eldest, your husband.
All of them.
All of them? It's because they learn from their dad, isn't it?
Yes. probably. My youngest is actually pretty good at putting it in the laundry bin most of the time. My husband uses the bath in our bathroom, which is why I hate sharing a bathroom with him. And yeah, the laundry bins don't really get used. Neither do the... like containers, empty containers and stuff for everyone. So putting empty bottles or containers back in the fridge, is that husband, is that children, or is that both?
I'm going to go with both.
Actually, only my kids do this.
Wow. Well done to your eldest, because mine puts empty stuff back all the time. All the time.
Why? Why?
I think it's a... I think, let's call it the default setting, okay? Put it back where I found it instead of, oh no, I can't follow the default setting. What do I do with it now? I must put it somewhere else. But where is that somewhere else? I think that's what it comes down to.
It's not even that hard because the bin is right there.
And I think what also makes it even more challenging is that I've got like this, I'm not what you would call a tree hugger. There's another stereotype for you. But I'm very serious about recycling. Okay. It makes me feel good and happy. And I hate the idea of like empty tins and stuff on a landfill where a stray cat can get its head stuck in it. So I'm very adamant about empty Coca-Cola bottles go in the recycling or empty cat food tins go in the recycling. And I think that's one of the things that confuses my eldest is like, I know it's not supposed to go back where I found it, but which bin was it again? So let's put it back.
So maybe if, because my thing is, if they empty it, they don't tell me. The kids do, but my husband doesn't tell me half the time. He tries. He really tries. But what if there was like a big bin on the other side of the room into which they can throw it? They will probably miss, but they can throw it in there. And then you just have to go to that because it'll be fun. So they'll want to throw it. They don't want to put it back in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if you want to know what's finished, you just go to that bin and look all around it because there will be nothing in it. But you'll look all around it and you'll see what you need to buy.
It's like a little shopping list. I tell you what would make it even more successful for them to use that bin idea would be if that bin made sounds. Like a ching ching if you throw something in it, and that goes for a laundry basket as well, then you know, maybe we should, I don't know, coin this idea.
We can retire so comfortably. Don't steal our idea. It is ours publicly. This is not an official patent, but this is a public idea for us only. So who in my house does not clear the counters or the table before starting another thing on it, like project or making a meal or whatever, making an even bigger mess to clean up?
Definitely your husband.
It's actually all of them.
Cease! Why? Again, they learn from their dad.
I think it is A, because it's not necessary. If they want to make themselves a sandwich and the space they can clear on this flat surface is big enough for a plate and nothing has fallen off this flat surface, then it's not necessary, technically, to clean anything up. How they're okay with piling dishes in the sink, like a small plate, then a big plate, then a fork, then a glass, then a big plate. It's the same thing. They seem to be okay with just working on top of everything else.
That breaks my brain. That really breaks my brain.
I don't get it. It's so annoying. I cannot work like that. I can't work in the kitchen if it's dirty and messy.
I have to wipe everything down before I actually start. Because also, if I don't wipe it down and one of them gets sick, whose problem do you think that's going to turn into?
Okay, number 4. Cleans floors like a blind spider that's been sprayed with doom.
I know my son, my youngest, would definitely not clean the floors. The pressure is really big here because I don't have a good track record with my answers, do I?
Tick tock. Ding, 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 ding. You would be correct. Yay! It is both my husband and my children who clean floors like blind spiders that have been sprayed with doom. Although my husband is getting better, he's just still a little bit lazy about picking everything up. It differs from day to day. My God, I really hope like people who know him well aren't listening. But he's getting better. One of our first fights as a married couple, and to this day, it's probably one of our biggest fights, was about how badly he swept the floor. Like he was, according to me, incapable of actually even holding the broom correctly. He has improved dramatically, Granted, before we got married, he probably had only held a broom twice in his life. So he's really much better. But my kids, oh my God, when they have to clean floors, I hate it.
Okay, so you can be very proud of the fact that your husband is getting better at something, because my husband is getting like remarkably noticeably worse at something else that your husband used to be really bad at. Because I remember when you and I shared a flat when we were young and carefree before we got engaged and married and stuff, your husband would put, I think it was a block of cheese, just open back into the fridge without wrapping it. Remember that? And you had to like sit him down almost, be like, this is not the way we do it. And my husband was always very good at putting stuff in containers or wrapping it at least. And now all of a sudden, he's like, yeah, whatever. I don't do that no more. So he'll just like put open containers and open stuff. And I cannot stand it. It's like, Sisman, that is not the way we do this. So kudos
to yours.
And
that's what kids do. That is what kids do, okay? My kids just put random shit in the freezer open. And then in the fridge, they'll just put like, also, like they bought a cupcake and they'll put it on a plate open there. In between the cold meat and the cheese. Like,
what my son will do is he'll have a lollipop. And then he'll get halfway through it and decide, I don't feel like it anymore. And he puts it in the fridge, like on the glass shelf. And have you seen, blows my mind, that a lollipop in a fridge will start
melting. Yeah.
Why? Yeah. And then you try and clean that up.
Yeah. No, that is classic. I'm so happy to hear that I'm not the only one struggling with that. So the last one on my list is, who in my house gets annoyed or offended when I try to teach them something or to correct them?
Purely because I myself am going through the pre-teen phase with my son. I'm going to go with both.
You would be right on the money. Do you have that problem?
I sure do. And it's driving me bananas.
Is it with both of them?
Yes. Lately, it's more so with my son, biological one, because this preteen thing is hitting hard. Woo, send wine, people, send wine.
It's really, really bad. So, I mean, these are things that obviously all moms are going through. You have to like manage the dad, you have to manage the kids, you have to tell people, this is the schedule, this is what you have to do. Can you put in the laundry bin? Can you please clean that properly? And it's unfortunately just part of it. And again, if you're not part of that stereotype, brah, help you an man so biki rahman.
Please do your brothers a solid.
Yeah. And to moms, if you've got boys, please teach them how to use a broom and a washing machine at the very least.
At the very least. You know, and I regularly tell my son, if he asks me, why does he need to learn how to do this? I will say straight out, so that you don't annoy your poor wife one day. That's why.
He's going to annoy her anyway, just with other stuff.
Just with other stuff. And, you know, then that is his generation's problem to fix.
Yeah. So we're going to end it off with a little clip from a lady on TikTok. We are also on TikTok, by the way. The Secret Life 911.
Correcto.
But I found this. It's by a lady called Madison Barbosa. She's really, really funny. Also talks a lot about motherhood. And she made this clip of showing we all married the same man. But I want you to listen to it in two ways, okay? First, this is obviously about we all married the same man. But listen to it as if she's speaking about your kids. And this just proves our point that the man in the house is probably just another child. So here we go.
I have 6 pieces of evidence to prove that we really all married the same man. We did. Number one, he sneezes like this. Achoo! Number two, for whatever reason, he cannot hear his phone unless the sound coming out is equal to the decibel of a jet plane. That thing is on max volume at all times until I give him the look, and then he turns it down. Number three, if he ever goes missing, I absolutely will know where to find him. That's right. Right here.
The toilet.
Number four, he will ask me questions such as, babe, have you seen my gray hat? To which I will respond, it's literally right there. Do our eyes work the same as theirs, or they must not? Number five, if my bum is exposed for any reason, he suddenly lacks impulse control. He cannot contain his reflex to just lay a hand. He's gonna smack it. If the bum is exposed and he walks by, it's not safe. It's getting a smack. And last but certainly not least, number six, I had a headache the other day, to which he responded, and say it with me here, I got something that'll fix that for you.
So obviously probably not with your kids. But the smacking of the bum, that's like when I lie on my back, my kids think it's an open invitation to just come and like kadwa right on top of me.
So the other day, our washing machine is in the main bathroom. And I had bent down, my son was in the bath, I had bent down to get something out of the washing machine, and all of a sudden, he goes, "Hua!" slaps me on my bum. I turned around. I was already so overstimulated on that day, and I turned around. And by the time I turned around, his eyes had gone like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have done that. And I looked him square in the eye and I said, dit was no do f***. Lost the key. So, you know,
oh
they
gosh.
Start young. It's an impulse thing that they do. Little
yeah. So, if you are managing a child of 40-something, 30-something, like just not the child you gave birth to, you are not alone. This is part of the secret life of motherhood. Remember that you can find all our episodes on nova.com.na. You can find The Secret Life of Motherhood on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you can find us on TikTok and Facebook. We will be back again next week.
Mm-hmm. We sure will. And as Christine and I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we had a solid hour of technical difficulties in trying to get this episode out today. But you can find all of these little technical difficulty snippets on our TikTok account. Okay? Secret
the
Life.
Secret Life 911.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.